KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. I am Trina, and we have stepped over into Studio 1A with a live audience. Hello, live audience. Concert club members and whoever else managed to sneak in here to see our artists of the month, Black Pistol Fire. Welcome, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, pretty excited about the new album and seeing live here again in the studio. And I offered Kevin something to jump off of, but I'm sure he'll find his own thing. Not the piano. but we're ready to hear it too. Black Pistol Fire live in Studio 1A on KUTX.
You have done. Take back what you said. I'm a rebel too. Dial to the river to dry my feet. I took two steps in, then I taste the pavement. I know you know, she said. Don't let me get you coming back my way. I know you know, she said. There have been birds swimming through my veins. Hey, hey. Count, we should she said, don't let me catch you coming back my way. Thank y'all so much for coming. Thank you.
KTX 98.9, live from Studio 1A, Black Pistol Fire. Yes, I needed some more of that in my life. Yes, I'm so glad you're back with a new album. Congratulations, by the way.
Yeah, oh, yes, thank you.
Yeah, you're the one being interviewed. It's cool. There's only two of you, so one of the two have to answer.
Right. He doesn't have a microphone, so.
Is that by design? So, yeah, you don't have a backup singer. It's just all you, Kevin.
Well,
there's a lot of pressure.
We're getting into more toys and stuff now. As you can see, Eric is getting a little more busy back there. But
yeah, he's got some, what's new? We've got, I don't know, instruments. There's some synth and triggers back there.
Well, the most impressive thing is that he just got a new haircut. How about that, ladies and
gentlemen? Oh, looks awesome. And somehow just removed his shirt in the middle of everything that wasn't like that a minute ago.
He's got a skill for doing that.
It is.
Yeah.
It's part of the show, I know. Seen you before. So glad you're back in town. Don't Wake the Riot is the new album, Black Pistol Fire, and it comes out Friday.
That's right. We're really stoked. We've been working on it for a long time. We've been anticipating very much the release of this record, and we worked really hard on it, and we hope everybody likes it.
I think that we will. Well, we've been playing a bunch of tunes off of it. I read recently, you did a stint with NPR Music for the World Cafe, and he says, whomever wrote it, said of your live show that it evokes a two-person reincarnation of Led Zeppelin. That's a lot to live up to, but I think appropriate.
That's what I was just about to say. That's a lot to live up to. So.
But I think it's appropriate. Now, they had a lot more members in the band, and I'm constantly just amazed about how much noise you two can make.
He hits hard and I turn up loud. And that's it.
That helps. Well, so Friday, Emos is the place, emosaustin.com for tickets and info. Emily Wolf on the bill. She's awesome. Not in the Face, also playing. So that's this great. Is going to be an incredible show, a party,
yeah,
if you will.
Emily's been on the road with us for a little while. So.
Oh, cool.
We always enjoy having her play with us. And we used to play with Not in the Face back years ago when we were all kind of slugging away down on Guadalupe playing Hole in the Wall and all those really cool places. So
well,
it'll be a fun night, yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe you can play there again someday, you know, after Lollapalooza and whatnot.
It's still our favorite place to play in Austin, would you say?
Maybe not, but I love it.
Okay, maybe not. I was wrong.
That's why he doesn't have a microphone.
Yeah, I shouldn't be saying stuff like that.
Well, I heard you guys are going to go get a drink there after this, so I'm just telling everybody.
Oh, jeez.
By the way, we are Facebook Living. Is that a thing? I don't know. We're on Facebook Live. I taped the last little performance. That was me with a really bad videotaping. But the cool thing is we got our media crew in here taking professional video, and we'll have these tunes up on View House, and we'll have the set to listen to in our archives at kutx.org. So there's that. You don't just have to rely on my bad footage. But I like Facebook Live. It's kind of a neat thing. Do you use it at all? Are you using your socials for band stuff? Or that's not your department anymore?
No, I don't do that stuff. Eric helps out a lot.
Okay.
Eric's very good at that.
All right, Eric. So he's not just a drummer.
He knows how to use a cell phone. He knows how to use computers. He knows how to do a lot of things, and he's starting to dabble in Russian poetry a little bit now, so
okay.
He's a little more on the sensitive side. Too.
Sure. You guys are funny. So you spent some time on the road with Gary Clark Jr., a lot of time, actually, right?
Yeah, we do off and on little runs here and there with him, but we've had the fortune of sharing the stage with him a few times, and the whole crew, especially Gary, they're so nice and so supportive, so we feel very fortunate that we get to play with those guys. They're so cool.
Yeah, that's really cool. So so many things have happened to you this past year or so, a couple years, a lot of growth, a lot of success. What's some of the favorite things that you did out there in the world with Black Pistol Fire?
Well, last year was a really, really crazy but great year for us. We got a chance to play Lollapalooza, which was a dream come true for us, and we...
Oh yeah, we just had a song that was featured in a Toyota Prius Super Bowl commercial.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So we were actually watching the game, and then it came on. We started acting like schoolgirls, and we were like, "It's pillow fights." No, you're good. No, you're great.
Oh, the camaraderie.
That didn't happen. That didn't happen.
No, Black Pistol Fire live in Studio 1A with us, and they are artists of the month, and again, we're glad that they're back in the area. I know that we have to share you with the country above us, Canada.
Oh, yes.
So you haven't, like, totally changed your citizenship or anything?
No. Still Canadian, but we spend most of our time in
Austin. It's cool. Canadians are nice. Right. You guys just recently did a MyKATX sesh as well. Was that last week? And it's going to air on Saturday, so if people want to hear you guys DJ...
Yes.
You can tune in on Saturday at 6 p.m. for MyKUTX. So let me get the Facebook Live thing. If anyone's, you know, some people are just stuck at work and they can't join us. So technology has allowed this, although I have not kept up. So just getting ready. And when we're going in a couple minutes here, a couple seconds, 3, 2, 1, we're going to play another song with Black Pistol Fire.
Okay.
Live in Studio 1A with this audience. Artist of the Month, Black Pistol Fire, back with a new album, Don't Wake the Riot, out on Friday on Modern Outsider Records, which is here in Austin. So homegrown.
Great label, great people. And yeah. We're happy to be working with them again.
Cool. So Friday, again, at Emo's, emosaustin.com, to check out the band at their album release. And yes. Emily Wolf playing, Not in the Face, as well. So you're going to get a rock show at Emo's on Friday. And then what happens? Where does Black Pistol Fire go after Friday?
Well, we're going to get real busy. We're going to head out on the road. We have a Governor's Ball in New York City next weekend.
Two weeks.
But awesome. Bottle Rock's next week. Bottle Rock in Napa Valley. And then Governor's Ball. And then we go out on the road for a month. And we find ourselves. We try to find ourselves.
Ride the snake to the lake.
Yes.
Yeah, all that. Yes. You look like you're ready to play another song, but...
No. I'm terrified. All right.
I know it's not on the list here, but no.
Yeah, we'll play another one. Can I?
That was so short. We'll just do another quick one.
Okay.
You can do it oldie, or you can do a new one.
Okay, cool.
Artist of the month choice.
All right, we're gonna play a little something that's a little bit newer. We've been just playing it for about a month now, and we've been playing it when we were on the road with Gary Clark for a little while, and we were getting a good little response from it. So maybe we'll try it right here, right now.
I'll take it. Sounds good. Perfecto. Take your time.
I'm trying.
We're live.
Feel like
it's
beat the clock right now.
No, don't stress. We're just live, but it's okay because those listening will wait to hear.
Oh, it's live? Okay.
Yeah. She said that.
Yeah, I had a feeling it was live.
Well, when there's just two people in a band, like Black Pistol Fire, you kind of have to be in charge of everything.
Yeah,
so right now, Kevin's tying Eric's shoe, so we'll get to it.
Thank you.
satisfied. Yeah. Now you pick a problem up when the push comes to shove. See, you have about enough when the bull caught my butt. When I'm done, till my time, and I'm done asking why. You won't see me cry. Yeah, see me cry. Sweet darling, my boy, see the tears.
Black Pistol Fire live at Studio 1A, KETX 98.9. Cliff Cargrove in here with the studio sound cranking it up. Thanks, Cliff. He's wearing earplugs. None of us are. And thanks to Jake Perlman as well, who's in the studio engineering. Thank you, guys. Black Pistol Fire Friday at Emo's. You guys want to see a rock show, that is going to be the place to be. And then we won't see you for a while, right? So
yeah, it'll that's be a little while. But thank you for having us, and thank you guys for coming.
Okay, thanks a lot. Thanks for listening to KETX. Yeah. I did things all backwards, but it's cool. Usually we do two live and then, but I was like, screw it.